that strengthening the legal regime goes beyond what can be done in the international context. It includes domestic provisions as well. If I understood correctly, I believe that my Russian colleague has made a proposal to refer to the international and national legal regime, and that's something that we would be willing to consider. I think we need a little bit more time to think about it, but it may be a way forward. With regard to including the words "to which they are committed" when we're talking about relevant treaties, I believe that's somewhat problematic language if you look at what we're actually proposing. The language talks about the contribution of the implementation of relevant international treaties. It doesn't talk about particular states and the contribution of those states. It's just talking about the treaties, and so I'm not sure that including that is necessarily relevant. Furthermore, we've talked here before about the importance of promoting universality, and I think including language to that effect might well undermine those efforts. But with regard to the Cuban proposal to rearrange the language at the end of that sentence, I think we're fine with that, and we certainly appreciate their flexibility on that matter and everyone's efforts to come to agreement on this section. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup pour cet éclairage et ces précisions. Je peux considérer que la dernière partie du texte est acceptée, telle que proposée par Cuba, et nous allons maintenant vous poser la question sur l'ajout du mot national, tel que proposé par la Russie et accepté également par les États-Unis. Je voudrais la réaction des autres délégations sur cet amendement, où on fait référence au régime légal.